Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
together. I love you so. Why? Hearts revealing, music had charms, life so appealing, with inspiration in your arms. Lips needing salt and tender, love's all alone. Why shouldn't we surrender when light's alone?
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Swing Time. Good afternoon to both of you this afternoon, and thank you for joining myself and John Yule and Michael Coates, who'll be along a little bit later on, here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and, of course, the Swing Time Show. I hope that first offering set you in the mood for the programme, particularly if you're sat there with your feet up in subdued lighting. When Lights Are Low was sung for us beautifully by Catherine Russell, and that was a track composed, or a number composed, by Benny Carter and Spencer Williams in 1936. It comes from what I think is Catherine's best album, Harlem on My Mind, recorded in November and December 2015 at the MSR Studios in New York City. Accompanying Catherine on that renditioning were Mark Shaw on piano, Ted Rowan on bass, Mark McLean on drums, and we heard from Eric Kelso on the trumpet, John Aldred on trombone. And we also heard from the trumpeter, I thought performed very well on that solo there, and that was Alphonse Horn, which is a very good name for a trumpet player, isn't it? And on the alto sax, we heard from Dan Block. Right, a lot to pack in the show today, so I better get a move on and get straight into the next track. And we're going back to Eric Alexander's excellent new release, at least it's new in a new release in the UK. The album is called Like Sugar, recorded at the Vengolda Studios in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, on the 1st of November 2024. This is the title track to the album, composed by Eric, and it's called Like Sugar.
Thank you.
Eric Alexander, with one eye, as I told you before, is the title track from his new album, Like Sugar. The lineup for this session, then, to remind you, Eric Alexander on tenor, David Heseltine on piano, Dennis Carroll on bass, and on drums, George Flutus. Three of the eight tracks were composed by Eric himself, with that was one of them that we've just heard, and there's another one coming up now. As I have said previously, this set pays an acknowledgement to Stanley Tarantine, who often featured bossa nova contributions, and this is such an example. Again, Eric's own composition, and it's described or called on the sleeve Maria BFFWSA. I will leave that between you and Eric Alexander to sort out what that's all about. Maria from Eric Alexander. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and I'm John Yule, your host for the first hour of the show. Belated birthday wishes to trumpeter and band leader Ray Anthony, who reached the grand old age of 104 on January the 20th. Ray is thought to be the oldest living recorded musician ever still around today, and he is certainly the last living member of the Glenn Miller Orchestra, which he left in 1942, a mere 84 years ago. During his long period recording for Capitol Records, it's surprising that he didn't feature more backing the very strong roster of singers that were on the Capitol label in the 1950s, as indeed Ray was with his own band, which he actually inherited from Billy May, who was on the road with the band for 18 months and then decided round about 1955 he'd rather live in Hollywood than go around touring, and Ray took his band over. Here is Ray then with one of the singers from the stronger roster of singers on Capitol, one of the few occasions in which he backed one of their star names, namely Frank Sinatra. It was a rather quick set. They just recorded two numbers, and this was on the 13th of September 1954. This is perhaps not the greatest of songs, but you will hear Ray playing on this particular album, and also you might also catch Cy Zentner on the trombone. I'm Gonna Live Till I Die from Frank Sinatra and the Ray Anthony Orchestra. You are listening to Swing Time, as I say, on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. And we're going to try and bring you Ray Anthony backing Frank Sinatra as soon as we can. We are just trying to locate the right track now. I think this might have been a clerical error on my part when I was preparing the show last week.
Go on to the next track.
Right.
Give it to me.
Okay, we're going to move away from Frank Sinatra and Ray Anthony for the moment and bring you something else. I'm just going to get ourselves organised, and I'll be back with you. Well, we're going to get the next track on the road, but I'll give you a little bit of announcement about what it's going to be, and I think you might be a bit surprised when you hear it. This is a number I didn't think you'd be expecting to hear here on Swing Time. Saxophonist Jimmy Green on tenor, Oren Goldberg on piano, Lange Lund on guitar, Ruben Rogers on bass, Kendrick Scott on drums. This is from an album called While Looking Up, recorded at the Samurai Hotel Studios of the Hotel in Astoria, New York, March the 25th and 27th, 2019, with recording dates. This is a composition written by George Merrill and Shannon Rubikin. Jimmy Green's take on the massive hit for Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody Who Loves Me, and I would advise you to forget about the lyrics and just concentrate on the melody as we listen to this recording by Jimmy Green. Thank you.
till I die. I'm gonna laugh instead of cry. I'm gonna take the town and turn it upside down. I'm gonna live, live, live until I die. They're gonna say, what a guy. I'm gonna play for the sky. Ain't gonna miss a thing. I'm gonna have my fling. I'm gonna live, live, live until I die. The blues I lay low, I'll make them stay low. They'll never trail over my head. I'll be a devil till I'm an angel, but until then, hallelujah, gonna dance, gonna fly. I'll take a chance, riding high. Before my number's up, I'm gonna fill my cup. I'm gonna live, 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 live until I die. Those blues I lay low, I'll make them stay low. They'll never trail over my head. I'll be a devil till I'm an angel, but until then, hallelujah, gonna dance, gonna fly. I'll take a chance, riding high. Before my number's up, I'm gonna fill my cup. I'm gonna live, 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 live.
Well, we finally got there in the end. There was Frank Sinatra with the Ray Anthony Orchestra, and I'm going to live till I die. Before that, we heard the Whitney Houston number, which is a number associated with Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody Who Loves Me, played by Jimmy Green. And I think probably that's a number you wouldn't expect to hear on Swing Time, as I said before we played it. And here's another one, an Ed Sheeran composition. This is a track called Thinking Out Loud, played by Canadian trumpeter Brea Skonberg on her 2017 release, Brea with a Twist. With Brea on trumpet, we hear from Evan Anzen on the tenor, Sullivan Fortner on piano, Gilstein on keyboard, Steve Kaderis on guitar, Scott Colley on bass, Matt Wilson, an excellent drummer I've seen a number of times, and Bashri Johnson on percussion, Brea Skonberg and Thinking Out Loud. Time for the gig guide now on Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We're beginning this evening in Worksop, and as I said last week, Nicola Farnan is touring Nottinghamshire this week, and it's tonight that she arrives at the Worksop Theatre. That's the Nicola Farnan Trio tonight at 7:30 at the Worksop Library, rather more than the Worksop Theatre, as I think I just said. On to Jazz at the Lascar tomorrow evening, the 11th, and that is a solo performance by the pianist Tom Corley, who'll be featuring his new album, which is a solo album, of course. It's called Octopus. Cabanas for the Big Swing on their new Thursday night now, and FBI, a group they do, but quite regularly down there at Cabanas. They'll be playing West Coast Jazz and Swing. This is the lineup led by the Sheffield guitarist Ches Sheridan. Sheffield Jazz at Crooks Social Club on Friday evening, the 13th at 8 o'clock. The Emily Masser and Alex Clark Quintet. Young singer Emily Masser is the daughter of the singer and saxophonist Dean Masser. She's now striding out more or less on her own, but with the saxophonist Alex Clark sharing the top billing on the band. And the other performers are Graham Harvey on piano and James Ostrin on bass and Matt Horn on drums. Two events this weekend at the Library venue here in Sheffield. Friday night, they'll be presenting the Dizzy Club, and on Saturday night, yes, it's Nicola Farnan again, so she's a busy girl this week. She's got at least four gigs, to my knowledge. As promised, another dip into the excellent new album from drummer Brandon Sanders, Lasting Impressions, recording at the Bunker Studios in Brooklyn last year. As I've said before, the range of this set is considerable, and this is such an example. Just three musicians, Brandon on the drums, Eric Wheeler on bass, and on piano, the composer of this piece, which is called Shadowboxing, Eric Scott Reed.
Thank you.
Now on Swing Time, Manhattan Transfer. On what I think is still their latest album, The Junction, recorded at the Leap Year Studios in Los Angeles in 2018. Here then are the usual lineup: Cheryl Benteen, Janice Siegel, Alan Paul and Tris Curtis. And this is a mashup of two numbers: Tequila, composed by Daniel Flores, and The Way of the Booze, which was composed by the member of Manhattan Transfer, Alan Paul. Transfer. News on Wynton Marsalis. He will be stepping down over the next 2 years as the artistic director of jazz at Lincoln Center in New York after no less than 40 years' service. In the meanwhile, we're going to hear him with the band now, and this brings back memories for myself of the 14th of May 2015 when I was in the Rose Theatre at Jazz at Lincoln Center, and I saw Wayne Shorter with the band play the music of Wayne Shorter. Wayne, in fact, takes the solo here on the Three Marias.
Thank you.
The Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wayne Shorter and the Three Marias, and that just about finishes the first hour here on Swing Time with me, John Yule, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Michael Coates is raring to go and bring you the second hour of the programme after the station ID, and it'll be interesting to see what changes there are at Lincoln Center as Wynton Marsalis winds down his commitment over the next couple of years and then someone else completely takes over. We're going to play out with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, and once again we've got Wayne Shorter and Wynton Marsalis, and this is Mama G. We'll be right back.